like peppermint.
I had the three of them so far.
Oh, did you just grab a handful?
Yeah, I didn't mean to. We were walking out and they just like kept going.
She had just taken the bowl.
Yeah. And she looked at me cross-eyed. I punched her in her gullet.
Welcome back, everybody. I hope that you have recovered from a glorious St. Patrick's Day.
I'm still getting there.
So this is going to be fun for us.
I like that we've continued the drinking tradition, though.
Yeah, so now we're just going to be bombed every time.
I was telling Nate that I thought you were getting bombed every time, but he informed me that it was Diet Coke.
Wait, who is that?
I don't know. We have a weird person in the booth with us. Everybody, please be introduced to Scott Tony, a.k.a. Timothy Scott Tony, a.k.a. TST.
You're going to have to get closer to that mic, I think.
What's up?
Kind of a shitty thing. Yeah.
Two Scotts in a row.
Yeah.
I feel like the name is privileged. No.
It's going to confuse the shit out of our
second
audience.
Scott.
Even though those
half
two
of
guys
your audience
are half of our
is
audience.
The Scotts.
Yeah.
I heard we had a boost last week, though.
I don't think that that's necessarily true.
No?
No.
Okay. You lied to me then.
No, I said up from the week before, but
which is just devastating.
In total, yeah. Aggregate, not so good.
Not so good. Okay. Feel good about that.
Yeah.
But so anyways, you assume I'm always drunk on the show.
Yes. You never really made that clear. And the burping and the you know, chugging sounds.
So, but that means that not necessarily pronunciation went out the window then. Because if you didn't hear like a distinct difference from last week's episode versus prior weeks, that means we're doing pretty well.
I'm a highly articulate individual. I pride myself on that.
I mean, the articulation is different than the pronunciation. Mm-hmm. If you start saying, ha.
Well, the angle of the dangle is the reverse to the, okay.
The jingle of the dingle.
The angle of the dangle is directly indicative of the dingle of the jingle?
Yeah,
is
it correlates. Or the jingle's dangle. It doesn't.
I'm confused.
I would like
and
to
remotely
all the
on.
Above, really. Yeah. I choose D.
Mm-hmm. Oh goodness!
Just like the bald.
So
question.
Why are you here?
I am in town. I do not live here currently, but I will be moving back here to go to medical school. And I came with my girlfriend, who is interviewing for jobs as a teacher in Henrico County and Chesterfield County.
So, how's that working out? For
shout
you?
Out to those two counties if you went to those high schools.
The entire area.
And if you ever listen to any of these, you are going to be really in pain for your entire county. It's representative of just misery.
Go
Petersburg.
Chiefs. Go.
Is that really?
Wildcats. I don't know. Just a generic high school
probably
mascot.
Right. Bulldogs, maybe.
Yeah. Bears.
So why did you choose... What medical school are you going to?
The VCU Medical College of Virginia, and I'm going there because I went to grad school there, and I liked Richmond a lot.
The end game is you want to be an...
Doctor.
Or a...
of world health.
Of medicine.
I said and for a reason.
And
it's supposed to be followed by a vowel.
Orthopedic.
Yes.
Surgeon.
Exactly.
Ah. Okay.
Very good.
Nice.
Potentially, but that may change.
It's probably going to change.
So what is it about orthopeds that you like so much?
The nice thing.
Their dangle.
Well, yes, they do jingle.
Well, if they're broken.
Have you ever had surgery? Have you ever broken
a
bone?
Yeah, I had knee surgery.
You had knee surgery? I've seen like several surgeries and...
They just look really cool.
It looks really intense. But orthopedic surgery in particular looks... It's like saws and hammers and huge pneumatic
tools. So they haven't learned anything from the Civil War, is what
you're
saying?
Yes. It's the most primitive
nice.
Form of surgery, the most rudimentary form of surgery, but it's, you know, more like carpentry than anything.
So basically, you just want to be putting your Lincoln Logs back together.
Pretty much. Inside someone's limbs.
I had to do a little documentary thing here at work for some new machine. I forgot what it was for.
Was
anyway,
it the Da Vinci?
The Da Vinci
yeah,
surgical
Da Vinci.
Device?
Yeah.
And the video game surgery?
One of the lead Da Vinci experts or whatever was doing an interview, and he was saying that he predicted within 15, 20 years, surgeons wouldn't touch people ever again. in the operating room. It'd just be all NES Advantage controllers.
I feel like that's kind of long, actually.
I know. He's probably being a little conservative, so we don't make fun of him with the glorious movie we made of him.
Yeah, definitely.
But I'm actually a little bit torn right now because I am really interested in those robotic surgeries in one of the hospitals in Atlanta, which is where I'm from. Peace up, A-Town down.
Go 96 Olympics.
Go, oh, I heard this the other day. Go 1962. Oh, who was it? Dang it. Georgia had a soccer team that won the world championship in 1962. I can't remember what they're called.
Nobody cares about that.
Yeah, they were probably terrible by international standards.
This is only the second world championship that they've won. The whole state has won. Regardless, they have a hospital there that does the robotic surgery, and I'm really interested in doing that because, A, I love video games and surgery, so why not combine
it? It literally looks like an NES Advantage, right?
It's a 3D visual representation of wherever you're doing the surgery inside the body. And you're on the opposite side of the operating room from who you're
behind
cutting
glass,
into.
Right? You're not even in the room.
You don't even see them. It's crazy.
Guess that's good. I don't know.
I guess it's better because think about it.
I guess most.
You're not going to lose anything inside someone.
Well, because if a surgeon wants to go into someone deep, that means they have to have a hole big enough to get their hands in.
Okay.
If you just want a knife to go in on the end of a mechanical arm, it can be a couple centimeters wide versus 4 inches wide.
That's true. And I get so it's less invasive. Most bad things that happen in surgery are user error or doctor error, cutting too far.
Wrong
main aorta.
Oh, man.
And oh, crap.
I
this
know
was
my
the
hands
wrong liver
right now, but I really have to itch my nose. Yeah. And I just sneezed all over you.
Yeah.
Does he need both lungs? Because I slipped.
Mostly the reason I want to become a surgeon is so that I can play like really epic music while I'm doing surgery.
You've been watching way too much Nip Tuck.
Just like drop the fattest dubstep beat.
You know you could drop the fattest dubstep beat anywhere.
Right, but like doing it,
saving someone's life.
Yeah,
to do it.
But like doing it, cutting involved into someone's brain is just, you know, better. Or, you know, just some, you know, like Aqua, just to piss everybody off.
You're,
they can't say
you're
anything
just gonna throw in Barbie Girl.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
what, out of the blue.
That's terrible.
Yeah, it really is.
But that new Britney Spears, it's a little best of both worlds.
You know it is. You know it is.
Can't stand that
song. I don't even know. Dude, come on.
The dubstep, I mean, the little piece.
Yeah, it is.
She probably didn't even know what it was, though. The producer probably brought that in. She's like,
oh, she had no idea.
Cool.
Yeah. No, she didn't even know. She just sang to, like, a click track, and then they put it over top of the music later.
No music.
What I can't stand is the chorus is literally like a line from a bad romantic comedy.
Wait, what is it?
It's like,
it's a pickup line.
If I think you're hot.
No.
Like, if I want to get in your pants, will you hold it against me? Something like that.
Something about body. If I
told you I want your body,
yeah.
Would you hold it against me?
Yeah.
Doesn't that sound like a bad pickup line?
Yeah, that's weird.
It is a bad pickup line.
How is that the most popular? How is that Billboard?
We should attempt to stallionate it.
Newsflash.
This weekend.
People are stupid.
Music.
Pop music has
music
all
is
been
terrible.
There for 25, 30 years.
Womp. All right, so what's going on in the world? Scott, you were supposed to bring some
fucking notes?
Topics.
Google told me that today is Harry Houdini's 137th birthday, if he was alive. Oh, I have an interesting point about that.
Excellent.
If you had been a surgeon at the time, you would have saved his life?
No. Harry Houdini is this crazy escape artist, right? He could get out of any number of chains, cuffs, any kind of, you know, confinement, right? Was he the first professional athlete to use steroids?
First of all, no matter what the answer...
I don't even understand the question.
Yeah, first of all, no matter what the answer, there's no way it can be possibly known.
I don't understand the question.
The answer has to be yes, because why else would you
ask? An escape artist, but why would he be dubbed a professional athlete?
I'm just, you know, because right now, we are the generation that has seen steroids in athletics, but for sure it's been done in the past in one form or another.
He was around in like the 20s.
A long time ago.
He took boner pills.
I'm sure he didn't use steroids. I'm just saying. It got me thinking, you know,
He's not even an athlete. That's a crazy train of thought that you went down. Good question. Actually, I kind of want to start asking questions like that to our listeners.
I wonder what steroids were back then, because there's no way they were sophisticated like today. It must have been like animal
it was horse
enhancer.
Semen. It was definitely horse
fecal
semen.
Matter. Yeah.
Drugs?
And did nothing.
Drugs were shrooms? Like legal back then. Cocaine was legal.
Yeah, but that's the extent of it. They didn't have sophisticated things like steroids.
They didn't even have acid at that point.
Well, fuck that. I don't want to live then.
Wait, was LSD created in the 60s?
LSD wasn't... LSD was found in, like, the late 50s by some chemist who did tons of it in his lab by himself.
So he's fucked. He was fucked.
Yeah.
He's dead now. You know he is.
We wouldn't have good songs by the Beatles, though.
Fair enough.
They would have stayed a boy band.
Or any songs
by
the Beatles.
Pop music
honestly.
At its best.
Which?
If that even exists.
The Beatles.
Late 60s, early 70s. That's good pop music. Mm-hmm. So there you go. LSD has a role in shaping.
It was integral.
Yeah. I don't plan on using it.
How did Houdini die? Once again, thank you.
Well,
was it during a trick?
I feel like I would hope so.
I don't think it was. No.
I don't think so.
Like shot by a bullet
it
during
was,
a trick or he fell off
no,
a building.
No, do you not really know?
I do know.
Oh, okay. I mean, I
do you know? Do you have an educated guess?
Well, yes, I do. I believe it was sort of long term. Like he took a cannonball to the stomach or something like that. Like he was punched in the stomach really hard or something.
Okay, right.
And then later on he internally bled to death basically.
It burst his appendix.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here so we go. Looking
lame.
It up.
Depressing.
So but Scott just had the answer.
That was it.
What was it?
His appendix burst because
complications with his appendix.
Because he got
probably
destroyed in the stomach.
Yeah.
Was it a cannonball though?
I don't know.
I feel like he was trying to do something like that. Because I knew he did stuff where he like just took shots in the stomach all the time.
He had to have just been a badass.
He was a badass.
Like,
he definitely was. I wish I could have more friends like him.
Well, that's you know.
So you said he got was punched in the stomach.
Punched
right?
in the stomach
Some
or cannonball
to
something
the
like that. Yeah. It was a massive blow to
died.
The area, your abdomen
right.
section.
Hmm. Yeah, someone challenged his strength, so he had three people punch him, and the third one hit him the wrong way.
Yep. It's always the third thing.
Yeah, third time's a charm.
Yeah, it definitely always is. In that case, it was the uncharm.
Like, the third threesome always results in an STD.
I defy anyone.
Minimum, right? Maybe it's just the third person that you pop into.
Whoa.
During that threesome.
I defy anyone to figure out how we got here.
I don't think there's no...
You might be able to just press
I hope you guys know that my only goal was to come in and just to throw the discussion as far away from whoever it is as
possible.
We're
fine with that. I think we built a basis foundation for that from show one, really.
My girlfriend's in the other room, and I just said threesome. That's going to get me in trouble.
She's not listening.
I know. Well, we're having a threesome.
Currently?
Yes.
This is the worst threesome I've ever had.
This is as sexy as I get, though.
Well...
My voice.
That sucks for both of you, actually, I guess.
I've been feeling fine, baby.
Yeah. That was fun.
What else are we supposed to talk about?
I mean, should we mend? We like. I feel like we've talked about sports maybe one time.
Yeah, we don't. I don't
ever.
Yeah,
it's really funny because everyone's like, "Oh man, you know, did you fill out a bracket?" And then literally,
yes, we should
every
talk
time,
about that.
No,
because
but,
I have some good news.
But
about
literally,
that.
The second comment after, "Have you filled out a bracket?" has always been, "Well, I haven't really watched much college basketball, but yes."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's like no one really cares.
Well,
who...
that's not entirely true, actually, because at my work. Which happens to also be in the employment of Mr. Nathan Burns, the bracket is taken rather seriously because the people that work here...
How seriously did you take your
okay,
bracket, Nick?
Well, I'm getting there. I'm getting there. I'm not saying necessarily seriously, but the guys here know fucking college basketball too well.
I don't think that anybody actually follows it throughout the season, though.
Alfred knows the shit like 20 years. Who was the guy that won
maybe.
The... He's like a baseball encyclopedia.
Maybe.
For college basketball. Anyway... There is a bracket at our work, Parker. It does exist. Nathan set it up. Every male here participated, I think. Everyone Every male here knows a bit about college basketball, except for moi. I don't know shit about college basketball. Not a fucking thing. I don't even know the teams. I don't know anything. Never watched a single college basketball.
But you still don't, though.
Right, currently. I know. Still in that realm.
Yeah, we're still, okay.
I still don't.
You may finish.
To this day, but I'd like to end the story with that I am dominating. I'm pretty much unbeatable at this point in the bracket.
No, you know, you're not.
Okay,
yes,
what Nick doesn't know.
Only one person has a chance, and he's unlikely.
He's 2 points below you.
Yeah, but he picks VCU to beat, or whatever yeah, Richmond
he,
team.
He picked VCU to
beat Kansas.
No, it's possible. He picked VCU to beat Florida State.
Okay,
that's possible.
It is actually kind of, just the way that it fell out. Normally, when he first turned that shit in, I was like, you're a fucking idiot. Get out of my office right now. But just fortune would have it.
Can I take you off your pedestal right now?
No.
Can I just a little bit?
Yeah,
you
can
try.
I just take
Somebody
it off has to.
A little bit.
You can try.
He's taking ownership for his bracket right
Nick
now.
Nick has already proclaimed that he doesn't know anything about college basketball, but what he failed to mention that he does know a sports savvy president when he sees one.
Yeah.
Which
I
is voted why for the motherfucker. Yeah.
He
works for me.
Copied the executive branches.
Yeah. I just love that at lunch the shit comes up like every day, and I can just tell it's getting on some of the guys' nerves, and I just love grinding it in there.
It's just as good a strategy as
any
other.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're welcome for
but I get shit
for letting
it,
you,
even though everyone else is just making it up
because they care and you sort of don't.
But
and you're
that's
doing
the thing.
Way
that's
better
the thing.
Than
it's like other people that are actually like taking the guess. Like they may not know either, but at least they're taking the risk. You're just copying somebody else's and
yeah,
not
if
making
I win the pool, I pledge to take half the money and light it on fire in the middle of lunch in front of everyone just to prove the point how much I don't give a fuck about this shit.
I mean, you don't do that. Give it to fucking charity. Why would you burn money?
No. Burn it. All
right. I think we'll do that and post a video on our website, the Nick and Nate website.
Oh. I think that's exists.
You know that one?
Are we done with March Madness?
Yeah.
We can be. Who gives a fuck?
I have a great topic of a discussion.
Okay.
Nate has a new website, which I think should be mentioned.
Plug it.
Everybody that lives in Richmond, a.k.a. you two.
Soon to be.
That's a you two, whoever's out there listening right now. Just the two of you.
Bono.
It's called rvaspecials.com. And so if you're ever looking for some food or drink specials any day of the week, you can go to that and check it out.
You just picked up a new one tonight.
I did pick up a new one. I need to enter that shit in.
How do you feel about like trying to invoke some personality into how you get the special? Like, I feel like you could put your personality into it more about how you get these specials, because you're kind of only doing specials out of happenstance of the places you kind of like and go to, right? There's not a lot of shit on there that you don't give a fuck about.
No, there kind of is.
Is there?
There's bars that I don't go to ever. I've just walked into and looked at their chalkboard, written down what was listed, and then walked out without even buying anything.
Well, what I told him he should do is let the establishment know what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
Say, hey, by the way, I'm putting your happy hour specials on my website. It's rvaspecials.com. And then they will like him more because they're getting free, you know, publicity, and that could lead to,
you know, you need to
relationships.
You need to Groupon that shit. Pick a special, have a company that wants to sponsor you. They give you a little something, maybe, I don't know. And their specials are an additional something off if they mention where they got it from.
Well, see, RVA the reason that I'm...
That's true. Exactly.
Yeah, you get actually 50 cents off a beer or whatever if you say...
You can have RVA specials.
That's how that shit spreads like wildfire overnight, because everyone wants it. Like, it could change the game.
Well, here is the one concern/issue about it, is that ABC in Virginia prohibits an establishment from advertising a happy hour special,
mm-hmm.
either through the media, which this is like the actual verbiage is like in the media or on an exterior surface or some shit like that, which is like way up to interpretation.
Right.
We weren't commissioned by any bar. Like, we're not getting paid right now by any place.
Right.
So we're fine. There's no way they can, like, say, hey, take that shit down.
It's
you're listing
your
happy
website.
Hour prices.
So if you ever decide to make money, it's going to have to be, like, third-party something.
That's
irrelevant.
What I think. I think that we can't actually take money from bars because we're listing their alcohol prices during.
But you can get something better than money.
Blowjobs.
Free beer.
Yeah, or that's just notoriety, saying. And then
notoriety.
Giant headline on the top, Nick and Nate show. In turn,
dude,
derives traffic.
Circular marketing.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about it. We do have an external links section.
Oh, okay.
So
can we just put this and nothing else?
Why would anybody?
You could put a link to this show's website, which is exciting.
Yeah, it's on its way. It's in progress.
Okay.
I just thought maybe RVA specials would serve the community in a broader scope than our podcast would.
But RVA specials doesn't necessarily mean alcohol only, right?
Yeah, it's food and drink. Okay. But I'm just saying the ABC law prohibits people from saying happy hour specials.
And Nathan is downplaying the genius of this website. It's a wonderful tool for anyone looking for something to do during the week, because we've all been, you know, 6 o'clock, 6:30, like, okay, I don't want to just go sit at home. I had a rough day. I want to go out and do something. Where can I get some good beer for cheap or some good food for cheap? And you don't know. And like you said, these restaurants can't advertise themselves, so you really don't have access to where to go.
Yeah.
So it's a smart idea.
And you can't even call a place and say, like, hey, man, do you guys have, like, drink specials tonight? All they can say is, yeah. And then you're like, well, are you just saying that? Or, like, what are they? And they're like, well, we can't tell you over the phone. You have to come in.
I could definitely see this evolving into, like, a calendar of events kind of thing, too. Of having, like, the National and the Hat Factory and...
Well, there's, like, a
Canal
calendar.
Club and all that kind of shit.
Legend Brewery.
It's on there.
Currently.
Dude, they're crazy. Their deals are crazy.
That's what you need to do is have, like, when breweries are coming to town and doing, like, host events at whatever.
Oh, well, yeah, we'll definitely do that. We'll post that shit in the comments, like, section of... but, no, Legends, like, deals during the week. It's, like, I think it's 4 to 7 p.m., and they always offer, like, random-ass seafood specials. It's like, if you buy a pound of oysters, you get a half pound free. Or some shit like that. It's like, who's going to do that at a brewery? Yeah.
That's really funny.
So anyways, fuck that. I mean, that's shameless self-promotion.
Not shameless, because I think it's a really good idea. And as a consumer, have found myself wishing there was a website.
You're helping
because Richmond has a lot of really good happy hour specials.
Exactly, like, they do.
A lot of the restaurants have really good deals going on.
For the size of the city in general, the bar/restaurant scene is pretty solid.
Yes.
For the size of the city.
Which is
small.
It most
definitely is.
Yeah. That's pretty awesome. Are we ready to hit round two?
Dude, you drank way too fast.
Dude, last week he was just pounding him. No. Every third sentence it was, I need another Guinness.
Yeah, no.
I just appreciate the fact that you listen so intently that you remember that.
Someone has to.
We had 12 beers. I'm pretty sure you had 5 of them.
5? I don't think so.
No, you definitely did. Well...
Maybe
I'm pretty sure you did.
Well, I just don't think of beer as anything different than
a soft
soda
drink.
Or something.
It's a soft drink.
It's just not
that's
exciting.
That's what Ricky Gervais said at the Academy Awards.
Oh, did he?
Somebody was like, yeah, like, backstage, are you going to be, like, having drinks? And he was like, yeah, I'll, like, drink some beers and whatever. And they were like, well, are you a little bit nervous about, like, how you're going to perform if you've been having alcohol? And he's like, dude, overseas, beer is like a soft drink.
Yeah. I haven't performed sober in...
Yeah.
When did I start working?
It's like, come on. Do you put mayonnaise on your sandwich?
Yeah.
Yes. Duh.
Yeah, we are currently drinking Legends Maybach, which...
It's pretty good.
For everyone to know, it is pretty delicious.
It is good. I like it.
For everyone to know, Bach beer is basically the Oktoberfest beer of spring in Germany and Belgium.
That is helpful to know.
Germany and Belgium?
Yeah.
Because
in Europe, you have, you know, like in the fall, you have tons of Oktoberfest beers. In the spring, you have a lot of Bach beers come out. And typically, if it's a Bach beer, it ends in, and I have no idea where this started, but it ends in Ader. So like...
The Stallionator?
Celebrator. Mm-hmm. Stallionator. The Nadinator would be a Bach beer. And so you'll see a lot of those coming out.
It's on the it's like the outer edge of hopsy taste that I like, because I don't really like IPAs and stuff, so I like it. It's good.
Yeah, yeah, you're right about that.
Yeah, they're a lot more malty, kind of bready, yeasty, not super hoppy.
So, liquidy. While we're on the subject, can we just talk about the fact that you review beers like it's your job and
all the time?
I would just specifically like to mention your rating system, which is definitely the best part of it.
I would give this one probably 3.5 squirrels.
Yeah, 3.5 squirrels.
Squirrels meaning
it's a squirrel system.
Yeah, it's on
I understand
a squirrel
that.
System.
How does that make sense?
How does any rating system make
sense? I mean, what? Yeah, it's
stars.
Why is a star better?
They're pretty. They look nice. How does a squirrel?
Squirrels are delicious.
You eat squirrel. Well, you're from Georgia. I understand.
No, that's Alabama.
They cultivate nuts.
I don't want to say the real reason why I use squirrels because it's lame.
You might as well.
Oh, you're worried
say,
your girlfriend's gonna hear it. Blah blah blah.
Oh no, she definitely knows. She absolutely still
okay,
likes
well,
them somehow.
Hear
so.
It.
Squirrels was the coolest. Like web ding font picture that I could find on Microsoft Word when I was writing my reviews.
Oh, gotcha.
And to get a half squirrel, which I spent a long time trying to do, is impossible, so I just use a superscript squirrel.
Yeah, that's pretty good. It'd be tight if there like happened to be an acorn in there. So that could be like the half.
That could be the half.
Yeah. But that could be like especially if
no,
the squirrels
like when it's 5 stars but you really like it, yeah.
I'm sorry,
the acorn,
five,
I mean.
5 what?
Yeah.
5 squirrels?
Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
What did I say?
You said stars.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Fuck stars, dude.
Yeah. It's so alternative.
We need to move beyond this star thing. A, there are no 5-pointed stars
ever
in the universe.
Yeah.
Okay. Dumb.
But 4, 3.
But there are 2-dimensional squirrels all over the place.
Yeah. Well, mainly.
They are boring.
I mean, they got bushy tails.
It's true.
Yeah. So I write beer reviews like it's my job. I wish it was my job.
I see synergy happening here, guys. Mm-hmm. RVA specials, beer reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Come on.
There could be a collab.
Review those specials. Get a little competition going in the city. They start fighting for your business. Want to advertise. Turns into revenue.
Just want to, like, lay you down.
Put you on retainer.
Mm-hmm.
Ads on your... Come on.
Just...
Come on.
I mean, I'll take...
I will market the hell out of that
let's
shit.
Do it.
They've got to have some hot servers, right? Because...
Who in general?
Yeah, I mean, I'll put your ads up. It doesn't even have to be for money, but if you have,
can we have like a swimsuit edition for bartenders?
What?
Wow.
That sounds
that's
amazing.
A good idea.
Yeah. Holy
that's
fuck!
A good idea.
Why
RVA
would we not?
Bartender swimsuit edition.
Dude, yeah. JMet. Okay, sorry, I'm about to drop some JMU.
It's pretty much just be cha-chas.
I'm about to drop some JMU information because me and Nate went to JMU, but a website started called JMetty.com, and
about
they
that.
Came up with a swimsuit calendar that is. Like full yeah. blown, people all over the country buy it now.
Nice.
This happened our sophomore junior year.
Yeah,
it's like
yeah.
professionally done. The chicks are well, they're from JMU, so hot.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It's 65% women. You know, there's
hey, Richmond
but
can hold
it's just
it down.
A dude. Just a dude started a website, yeah. and
we need to do this. Photograph them in their bar, in their environment,
on top of the bar,
whatever.
I'm saying it on top of the bar.
Yeah,
Coyote Ugly style, getting like water. Or vodka sprayed on them.
We do the first round free as just like JPEGs for the site to drive traffic, and
yeah.
everything after that becomes like a calendar
because
we sell.
Because sex sells.
Dude, that is pretty saucy. I'm loving it.
Oh, I'm about to say something that could be rude.
We could make
are
a 99
hot
cent.
Bartenders in Richmond?
Oh,
yes.
there is.
Okay.
We could make a 99 cent iPod app, iPhone app that we sell them in too and just make
yeah.
millions.
Yeah, we definitely could.
App that.
No, there are some attractive. I mean,
I'm sure there are.
If it's not bartenders, it's cocktail waitresses.
Yeah, whatever. We can open it up. They just have to work at the establishment.
Yeah, exactly. And there's definitely going to be more than 12.
We'll have a competition.
It's
going to also
yes.
drive hotter girls to take those jobs.
Yeah,
so they can
get because
be
they're
in
all
it.
Listening and they're like, shit, we got to get on that calendar.
Well,
or viewing the website.
All we got to do is go to the business and be like, hey, we've got the site, RVASpecials.com. We totally promote the community, blah, blah, blah. We are the shit. Everyone loves us. Don't even, you just lie your ass off and say, you know, we're trying to do this calendar. And you will get girls that are interested. I
oh,
guarantee.
Yeah. You don't even have to go to the establishment. Just go to the girl and just
Craigslist
say,
that
up?
Shit.
Oh,
you will get.
No.
Dude.
Actually,
gross.
That'll be fun.
You need to be more selective.
That'll be fun for a different reason.
No,
that'll,
yeah, for the radio show where we just talk about disgusting some of them are and paint pictures for our audience.
Yeah, that's actually.
It's just 100%. A win-win-win here.
It is a win-win.
Yeah, the triple wins are always the best.
Yeah.
Dude.
There's nothing that stops it. It doesn't beat it.
Calendar.
We need.
Calendar is the best.
We need the cute girl in our employment to go pass the word out to the bars.
Yeah. Girls work here?
What? Yeah,
for the Nick and A show? Under Nick and I, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we have like 5 or 6 interns.
Our fluffer, she's pretty cute.
Yeah. Yeah, she's pretty solid.
Oh, is that what that thing is over there?
No, you haven't seen her because she just stayed in the corner. Yeah, that's her.
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Wiping
hi.
Up.
Yeah. No, nice don't turn you. Around. Don't but turn
I'm
around.
But I'm saying that's.
Oh, no, that's not necessary.
Yeah, don't turn around.
A girl will listen to another cute girl that has that idea, not some a guy that's being slimy or whatever.
No, I think they'll listen to a guy also.
Yeah, but the cream of the crop will listen to the girl. The sub, like, kind of busted unless you Photoshop her, they'll do it.
Just like, yearning for attention any way they can get it.
The butterfaces.
Yeah.
But we're trying to...
Which is unfortunate.
We're top shelf only.
I'm just saying, if you walk into a bar, okay, and there's a hot bartender, and you walk up to her, you say, hello, I'm starting a new website that's promoting Richmond nightlife. It's this, that, or the other. Professional deal. We want to do a calendar. We want to spotlight this bar. You're the most attractive bartender. You know, butter them up. They're going to be down. You know,
I don't know. The mega hot ones, I don't think will
I think they're going to say, are you talking about my tits?
No.
And that's it.
Like nudity? We're not going to, we don't need nudity.
Yeah, no. A string
bikini.
We'll
see. That's like step E. In sort of an ABCD.
It's like you get them to show up on the shoot, and then you're like, okay, here's what you're wearing.
Yeah. I mean, my end game here is porn tryouts with these girls. Yeah, but that's next year.
Here's what you're wearing. Why is there nothing in your hand?
Okay.
Well,
Nick was joking just now. There's no porn for
what?
All of the...
We can't rule it out. We can't rule it out.
Currently listening.
Everything is on the table right now. We got to be creative. Put it all in there and start weeding out the bad ideas. Who knows?
Yeah. Yeah, and I haven't heard one yet. I haven't heard one yet. Yeah, that idea.
We're on fire right now.
Yeah, I'm actually getting a little.
Can I shamelessly plug something else? That's not mine.
It depends.
But we were just before talking about beer. Now we're talking about bartenders. There is another brewery coming to Richmond, which is kind of awesome.
Yes, you read that article?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
It is who?
I don't even know.
Oh, man,
called.
I really forget it.
Then why is it awesome?
It's something like Hickory Wood, but it's not. Because I've
something
always...
Something Prairie or something.
Ugh.
It's a P. There's a P word.
Okay, why is it awesome if you don't even know what it is?
Because it's a local brewery, and it's freaking awesome. And they're going to make good beer right
here.
It could
suck ass.
It's
going to
be
kind
of near the stadium.
But...
Okay. Are they already an established brewery somewhere else opening another location?
No.
So it's just some asshole wants to start a beer.
But they're all about, like, organic, homegrown ingredients, taking stuff from, like, farmers around Virginia.
And they have studied in Germany and around, so, like, they should know their shit pretty well.
Well, they're fucking up by not getting the Rich
Brow. It's
going to
be better than
then.
whatever that brewery that shut down was. What was
Rich Brow.
Rich Brow.
It should go in that building, though. It's already there.
Well,
no, because they're different.
The
they're a little
us,
bit outside
so
of yeah, no, outside the city.
Well, pseudo outside the city. I mean, their shit better be good. End of summer is when they're...
But here's the nice thing. All over the website, they're like, hey, you, the consumer, what do you want? What do you want us to make? So you guys who live in Richmond right now, Nate, who literally lives down the street from where it's going to be, could just walk over there and be like, hey, will you make a chili pepper beer? And they'd be like, sure, why not?
Yeah.
You know,
or they'll
or
be
whatever.
Like, fuck no.
That's the beauty of like a new place.
Get the fuck
out. You're
trying
to close this down immediately?
They wouldn't do that because, you know, they're probably half drunk all the time.
It definitely is tight to like have brewmasters like on a local level where you can just like shoot the shit with them and be like, has this been done before? And they're like, not really.
What does Richmond have that's legit Richmond?
It's legend.
Yeah.
What, beer-wise?
Yeah. I mean
PBR.
Well,
a
wait,
lot of
wait.
Drink
are you? Are
here.
You're saying Richmond? Right?
No, like Richmond based.
Yeah, Richmond.
I mean, we got
Richmond.
Like Star Hill, Virginia. All that. I mean, Richmond.
Yeah, Richmond. It's legend.
Legend.
It's that's really it.
Yeah.
And this is the fucking capital of the South, so there needs to be some more beers.
It's true.
Based.
Because we should be depressed at the fact that we are the capital of the South and just drink those sorrows away.
Exactly.
On
just
the
take
wrong
one
team.
One drive down Monument and.
Yeah.
Civil War.
I love how we celebrate all these people that were on the wrong side. Giant
Whoa, what
statues
do you mean by
of Robert E.
Lee.
I think there's
side.
A Stonewall Jackson one on
there definitely
Monument.
Is. Yeah, there is.
Like, those guys sucked. Like, why are we celebrating?
They were war heroes, though. in their own right. I mean, okay, I don't...
It's like no different than like German neighborhoods having statues of Hitler. He was on the wrong team, and they're saying... More Americans died in the Civil War than died in World War II.
It's a good analogy. It's a good analogy.
But I'm from Georgia,
Jefferson Davis, fuck you.
Yeah. He is buried in
Richmond.
That's
why Sherman marched all over
Tecumseh
your ass.
Sherman, fuck you.
Yeah. That's why he walked all over that shit.
We have no historic buildings, asshole.
Well, Richmond doesn't
either. That was a massive fire, was it not?
Yeah, the whole city of Atlanta burned down.
Brutality.
Just imagine, like, the gloriousness of...
Slavery?
Of a nation where the South had won. Going.
What do you... What?
Had the South
I'm completely
won?
Joking. Yeah, I'm completely joking. No. I'm not a Confederate.
I would venture to say that there's no fucking way the United States would be a superpower. We would be a third world country had the South won.
I think we would have been so isolated.
Wait, are you
in
saying
that...
you disagree or you do agree?
Disagree.
How though? You would have kept slavery until like the 1950s.
No.
The southern run.
The point of the Civil War was not slavery. Is everyone with me?
Absolutely not.
Okay.
I know Civil War very well.
The point of the Civil War
destroyed.
Was states' rights. The states' rights to determine whether or not they wanted to be a slave state.
Yeah, come on.
Well, okay.
But that is
at the essential core, that was the most.
That's
you know,
like a white lie or something.
Well, but
it's
that was the most pungent, you know, sort of social issue going on at the time. But, I mean, like right now, you have the same issue going on with like the legalization of marijuana. If the South had won, California, free weed, sweet, whatever, no problem. Whoever else wants it, no problem. You have so many people
but
fighting
black
right
people
now.
People wouldn't have a
for...
vote.
Yeah, and thus women,
But see, you're... Yeah.
We would have been overrun by the rest of the progressive world.
No, because there was plenty of people in the South who didn't
believe in
slavery.
And we would have been isolationists even further than we were. You think World War II would have turned out
the
way it did?
How is America an isolationist country? We are anything but
isolationist. It would have been.
Before World War II, we absolutely were. That's why we aren't now, is because we fucked up so bad in that war and waited till the last minute to join in. When we could have put that... We could have squashed that shit early on. But we waited, and that's how it turned out.
But is it good that America is not isolationist?
I'd say it's better. I wouldn't say it's good.
Well,
choose my words carefully.
I don't think you know the American spirit would have been destroyed if we weren't the union we are now. I think states still have a sense of independence that you know they prefer. They would prefer if they could make decisions on their own.
Well, yes, that's the kind of libertarian viewpoint of, you know, the federal government has too much involvement, which is fine.
I mean, we're going to become a communist country.
Which is fine.
Or a socialist country at some point.
Yeah, the only thing I'm saying is that had the South won, I think that we would be at least 50 years behind where we are now.
Absolutely.
Why?
Because their ideology and their mindset was vastly different. And it was just so close-minded.
Even at that time,
in
it
terms
was behind
of change.
The times.
Dude, some of the greatest... Okay, I mean, you have a technological revolution happening in America in the late 19th and early 20th century.
Yes. You think...
That's not just going to stop because...
You don't think
we're
so?
We're a country
but
or not. The people who were here
it started after
who were
the
making
Civil War,
those
though.
Moves... No, it started during...
The Industrial Revolution was like from the 1870s to the 1900s.
The Civil War alone resulted in, you know, military technological advances. And I'm sure, you know, there was other inventions happening at the time. I'm just saying the American people, it's the people who were doing stuff. It's not the fact that we had one united president. I love that we're a union. I love that the North won. I think slavery is terrible. But to say that America would be third world if the Civil War had ended differently, I think is silly because...
Okay, it would be worse off. I'll say that for sure. It would not be better off.
I mean, come on. You
got
to think about this.
There's no good argument
you gotta
for
think
saying
about
it would
this.
Be better off.
The
what
civil
if there's competition
movement,
between states?
The civil rights...
There is now. States have rights.
Right, so what if... Competition leads to progress. Right now, we're looking to compete on an international
but
level.
But I'm saying that worked with the way it turned out. We didn't need the South to win to get this.
Yeah.
What they have.
But also what I'm saying is integration happened in like the 1960s.
Way later.
Yeah. So like
how
and
much
that was
further
with,
we be
with the North winning, okay? So the abolition of slavery
still cause another 110 years
at the end of the Civil War. So like, if the South had won, yeah, there would be no way. Like, we would still have indentured servants.
But shouldn't we?
Women, I'm fine with. Well, okay, women, that's a different story, right? Yeah.
That's indentured servants is way worse, not as bad as slavery. It's at least a step up.
I just think you would have the point. I'm just saying, where I'm from, the Southeast. Yes, you may still have some of those kind of like rudimentary issues happening because we're just a bunch of dumb hicks.
Yeah,
but I would hope that the majority of people would recognize, you know, just like I hope that timeline of recognizing that all people are created equal would have just inherently
no
clicked.
Way, dude. See, but South Carolina Capitol still flies the Confederate flag in their capital.
See,
so does
what
Richmond.
I'm saying is, I think that the reason why everybody recognizes that now is because of the timeline.
See, but
it's a mindset.
No, okay, but,
you know,
but it's
right,
forced.
Women's
rights, but yeah. It's forced because,
in
like you just
areas,
said, there's plenty of people who still are redneck hicks.
Right.
Who are racist, and
that's going to happen regardless. That is going to happen regardless.
But I'm saying right now, it's forced for them to not.
Yeah, but
act the
that's
way that
like
they feel.
In those locations where it's going to happen
like,
anyways.
I don't
no
believe that
what.
Black people have rights because the government tells me. That's just what I think, you know. And I would hope that that's how our society was moving.
But I think, like, the beginning of that movement wouldn't have started until much later. You know what I'm saying? So that wouldn't have been okay to think.
Yeah, because they were so on their high horse of states having rights, they just wanted to believe that they could do whatever the fuck they wanted to do because they felt they had the moral right to do it. That's why they believed in keeping slavery. That's why they believed in having 100% solid rights to themselves. They just have that mindset that regardless of morals, if I think it, I will it. Like, it's just the wrong way to think.
Well, like you're saying, it would stagger our progress as a country, but it also would have pushed back the issues that we're having right now with the federal government, which is the federal government taking over everything.
Well,
it's absolutely not true.
Unless I'm the
only
conservative.
Should we invite
here,
your girlfriend in here to ask her that question? Does she feel like at her meager salary, whatever she's getting paid as a, you know, educational?
She gets paid by the state.
Exactly, but I'm saying she doesn't get what she deserves.
If all of Georgia's taxes went to the state, teachers would get paid more, but more than half of those taxes go to the federal government.
Well, that's just the federal government takes care of the bigger picture shit.
Right.
It has to.
Does she care about a homeless person in Maine? No. Would she prefer to be able to provide more for her children as a teacher? Yes. Could that happen if states were more, you know, self-reliant? Yes. But that's not how we operate. And now we're going to have to pay for health care for people across the country. So
that's not going to raise anything.
It absolutely
lowers our debt.
It absolutely is going to, it's going to raise taxes.
It lowers our debt by $1 trillion over the next like 12 years.
No. If the government starts funding health care, it's going to raise our taxes.
The government isn't funding health care.
They're currently funding health care right now. Medicare and
Medicaid.
Yeah. They're just going to make it more. Right now, Medicare and Medicaid is for a specific population.
So when you're old,
we're opening that up.
So when you're after 65 and you have no ability for most people to work anymore, you feel like you should, when you get sick, you should just fall over and die? Because you won't have insurance, because you won't be employed anymore. You can't be a surgeon at 70. You'll be kicked out by then.
I will say that our country has a sick obsession with prolonging life.
Disregarding
the value and quality.
We have talked about
of
this. At 75, I'm out.
Yeah,
we're
gonna shoot each other.
Apart from my philosophical
sword of Damascus is way over my bed right now, waiting for 75.
No, but I mean, what the trend the government is going to right now is to provide health care for everyone because it is no longer becoming a privilege. We're deciding that it's a right.
Why isn't it a right?
Well, in the Constitution, it is a right. If you consider that life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, life is the first right mentioned, and to have life, you must have health care, right? Because if you get sick, you would just die otherwise. But
we've mandated that you must have a driver's license. Why not have protection against what the extra money you will cost the nation if you become sick and don't have health care over having it?
I mean, it's just, I don't know if I should have to pay for my neighbor's cancer treatment. I just don't know. I feel like I should pay for.
But if they survive that cancer treatment and spend the rest of their life repaying their debt, they will pay that in taxes 10 times over, and whatever it costs for their cancer. And what if it befalls you? Are you going to feel like, no, you should just let me go because I got the unlucky draw the card from God and I'm out of here?
I'm sort of on that end of like, if you, you know.
That's such a pessimistic view of life.
I just think it's a natural view. It's like, if you want to pay for your health care, if you want to pay for the best of the best, then you should get it. But if you're not able to do that, then nature says it's your time and it's your time.
You got a long way to go, my friend.
I'm saying all this, and I want to be a doctor. I mean, I want to save people's lives, but I just, I don't know.
See, you're going to be saving people's lives mostly on taxpayers' dollars.
Oh, yeah, that happens right now.
Yeah.
So it is funny. People that don't have health care that go in to get care cost more than if they were covered.
But it scares me that the government controls your health.
They do not.
They
in any
absolutely
way right now,
do.
Absolutely
they absolutely
not.
Do. I work in a hospital.
That doesn't mean you know anything.
Yes, it does. I know more than you.
How does the government control your health care
right now? Okay. The treatments you get from a physician, from a nurse, from a therapist, from whoever, okay, if that treatment cannot be billed correctly, right, if you can't show that there's legitimate evidence that they needed that treatment, or if you don't prove to the Medicare agencies.
Okay, you just said Medicare, so you only.
But that's the government. Well, I'm saying that's the government.
But you're singling out like a 15% of the population. What about everybody
else?
Who is
in hospitals? Who's in hospitals right now? Old people. Sick
and
people.
Everybody else that needs it.
Well,
I mean,
come on. But young, you know, people right now who are paying through health insurance through their employers or, you know, if you're 35, you're not sick.
The government only mandates it for people who can't get it themselves, which is old people and poor people. They do not mandate it for people that can't afford it.
But who
themselves.
Gets sick? Is it people who live in a nice house and eat nice food? No,
yes,
it's poor people
who
live
like everybody else. My dad had testicular cancer for 10 years of his life, and his bills were in the millions of dollars.
Yes,
in his mid-30s.
But the majority of people who are getting healthcare right now are elderly, and that will just continue. And infants. It's young and old.
Right.
And neither of them can afford healthcare, but parents pay for their kids. All I'm saying is that for a hospital to make money, they have to deal with the government all day, every day. Because Medicare pays for a ton of stuff. But there is a level of regulation there that prevents healthcare providers from doing everything they would like to do.
The regulation is far more reduced than the private regulation. It's far easier to get approved from Medicare or Medicaid than it is from private insurance companies.
Well, you're talking
on procedures.
From an insurance point of view. From a healthcare provider point of view, like they're different. An insurance company is a private company. They're trying to make money.
Right. So they're way more likely to say no than Medicare or Medicaid.
No.
Absolutely not. My son is on Medicaid, and I've lived through the difference between what we've been able to get approved for him and what I've been able to get since I've worked at this job. And it is far, by a factor of 10, harder for me to get anything approved that he needs now working here on Anthem Insurance than it was when he was on Medicaid. They said yes to everything, had no never questioned anything we did back then or now. It is so hard. It's totally different. And
Like I said, it's a private company. They're, you know, their goal is money.
But do you think people's well-being should be a profit-based business?
No. I do not.
But that, in a sense, would mean you would be for Medicare and Medicaid for all.
I'm for hospitals making enough money to support themselves. All right. And when you answer to the government, there may not be the opportunity, you know.
But do you think they have a better chance with private insurance?
Private insurance pays more money than the government does also.
I don't think that's true.
It is true.
Ratio-wise, because there's more people in private insurance than there is in Medicare.
No, I'm saying like per service, if you take this drug, if you get this procedure, Medicare pays far less than a private insurance company does to get it.
Both pay a lot already. The medical system is the most inefficiently run system of any mass business in America, with paperwork and bureaucracy and bullshit. Anyway, that's a whole nother issue.
All right. Example. When I had my adult castration performed.
Yesterday?
3 weeks ago.
Okay. It's close.
Feeling pretty good.
I went in there thinking this is going to be, you know, no problem. This is something that I want. This is America.
Improve your sex life.
We do what we do. Yeah. And I ran into all this red tape, you know.
I'm sure insurance could not figure out.
That was mainly just around your balls. So that they knew what to cut off, though.
It more
well,
when
usually
I say red tape, I meant
insurance only
tourniquet.
Covers life and death things. Tourniquet. They probably couldn't understand how you could really need this. It's more of a want.
Right.
This is the whole sex change operation you're going through, right?
Regardless, they talked me into just getting a circumcision, which I am pretty happy with.
Yeah. Yes.
You just wanted them to snip something.
Yeah. Just something
you
while you're
what.
Down there.
Just yeah. Can we just get a little
Why?
Scissor action somewhere?
Are they going to be able to justify
really
the moobs, though, that you're
really
planning on getting?
Really wish my testicles were not being discussed over the internet.
I'm pretty sure private insurance does not cover moobs.
No, it definitely doesn't. And you brought it up.
What
so.
About calf implants? Valid.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
No.
Come on.
Yeah.
I guess, if you've got none, I guess you should get some. Because that's kind of gross.
Maybe true.
Man boobs?
No, yeah. Calf implants.
Yeah.
Frail-looking men in that regard, they just, ladies aren't into it. You don't even have to be good-looking, but you got to look like a guy. Girls do not like guys who don't look like guys. Does that make sense?
Unless they're lesbians.
Well, then you're fucked altogether.
Yeah. But then you're still going to have that one dangle, if we can take it back to the beginning.
Women have it okay. so much easier than men.
Yeah. Well, no, that's...
We just lost half our audience.
What, half? Are you fucking kidding me? Dude, 50, half 50. Of our
They're
audience is women.
Yeah.
You fucking kidding me?
All right, well, Dana just tuned out for sure.
Well, okay.
I'm just saying, imagine sitting on, you know.
They definitely do. They definitely do. It's without question.
Women
in
have
my
it easier?
Opinion. Yes. Okay.
Imagine sitting
it.
On a sausage and two meatballs all the time.
Imagine.
Really
Why
uncomfortable.
Sit on it.
I mean, but, like, you have to adjust appropriately. Like, if you just went straight down, you could
Imagine
land on top of something.
Imagine expelling chunks of internals every 28 days and getting irritable while
chunks.
Doing it.
It's a good diet plan.
Yeah. Do you? What do you think happens?
Chunks.
Why do you think girls bleed? It is
I don't,
a yeah. river to get rid of internals.
Yes. Okay. That's fair. That's fair.
Yeah, but that sounds...
It's
I
funny
mean,
that you're an advocate for this.
No, I'm just trying to score some points.
I was
okay,
joking.
Well, you know she's not going to...
I was joking.
No, she actually listens.
But there yeah, there yeah, are yeah. some, you know,
but I
pitfalls
will say this.
Of being a man.
This is what I'm
about.
Saying. This is
I
why
agree with
I
that
believe,
100%.
Oh, yeah. This is why I believe that women do have it easier is because whose body looks prettier? Come on. Guys, disgusting. Nobody
know.
Wants to look at a guy's body.
But we're given different things. Like
women have
beautiful.
Assets that they can use to their advantage to advance themselves in any scenario.
Well, I'll say something even more sexist. Women are
I
Let's do
for,
it.
I mean,
that's... No, I'm going to go worse.
Okay.
Women are beautiful. I mean, it's what Mother Nature does to all the species. They give one side the looks and they give the other side the mm-hmm. other things that are attractive, the humor, the artistry.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's what men have been given, you know.
Like the brains. The ability
Ooh,
to do math that, problems.
I wasn't
no,
going
to
go there.
He, see, the artistry was,
yeah.
was the
I'm only,
point.
I'm not
yeah.
going to go past creative.
Yeah, yeah. And humor, you know. That's also
and
true.
And we do live in a feminine world. I don't know what the right term is, but we're in a pro-woman fuck male time in our lives.
Yes.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah.
I say maternity leave. Men cannot ask for 6 months off for...
Yeah,
well, I mean, that's kind of a weird...
Leave?
That's kind of
yeah,
a weird example because, like...
Right, they are pregnant and they do have
pushing
the baby.
The kid out
they
of
just
them.
They just evacuated, like, 10 pounds in
yeah.
a five-minute span.
Yeah, which they had to also walk around with for 9 months,
yeah.
so...
Quietly, if you look at nature, the male version of the species is always the prettiest.
I know. What's up with that? Birds, all that
yeah.
shit.
Peacocks,
what
specifically...
Happened to us? That's why we're put here by aliens. Because we don't relate.
Yeah, so that's what. So are humans inferior? Is that what you're trying to say? I don't.
No, we're just.
We've just evolved towards the female.
No,
we're evolving towards the female.
We were put
that's,
here by
yeah,
aliens.
That's what it is.
We do not have any relation to the rest of the animals on this planet. Anyone?
I don't.
Anyone?
What is that fluffer?
Boom. She's still in the
She's
corner.
She's still wiping up.
Yeah.
She's wiping the tears.
Dude, well, yeah, they've transitioned to tears from the other fluids.
I have to hit her every once in a while to stop her whimpering.
I mean, I have the highest respect for women. Right. Can we all agree on that? Like, whether or not they have
that you do
privileged.
Or in general?
In general.
I don't know.
I do.
Agree that you do. I do. I will.
I feel like we should. I mean, they're the, you know, they're the life givers. I have the highest respect
for
women.
For sure.
Well, in general.
They wouldn't be the life giver if I wasn't there making it happen.
Well, yeah.
Technically,
how many kids are you responsible for that you know
unknown.
Of?
Unknown.
Yeah.
Unknown.
That you know of, one.
Yeah.
Unknown, potentially
many,
hundreds.
Plural.
But I just, you know. I just think guys sometimes get, you know, people feel like they have it easy. No, I don't think we have it easy. I don't.
Well,
we have a hard road being men, especially white men.
There's more expectations.
Upper middle class.
Men,
I mean,
it's
tough. Like you're just.
It's real
you're
tough.
You're fucked, basically.
Men have more expectations of them that if they fail to live up to, they become like pathetic dregs of society, which is unfair. Women don't necessarily have.
To live
kind
up to a standard that has been
of provider, set. Successful.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, okay, look at Nate was saying, women have an out. Like, if you're built well as a woman, you're fine.
AKA jugs.
But
right,
that
if you have
is
nice
just,
boobs.
All that is a commentary on how stupid males are, though.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
It's not the woman's fault.
It's not
necessarily
their fault.
Stupid, just
visually stimulated.
Primordial.
Just, yes. Like,
visually
driven. Incredibly, like, all about sex.
Yes,
but it's
and
stupid.
That is a special necessity.
But it is stupid that a girl who is smoking hot but dumb as a fucking rock can get far in life, where an intelligent girl who's unattractive is stymied.
Yeah, pales in comparison.
Yeah,
it
like,
sucks.
That's
yeah,
it
for that.
But
it,
it's our fault that that's true.
Nah, yeah, it definitely is.
We'll say it's society's fault. It's not necessarily the three of us.
But see,
us.
Yeah, okay, see, right. that's why I don't think that we were put here by aliens, because there is that like naturalist instinct to procreate, and that's why we just choose the hottest mate that we can find.
Yeah,
but
dude,
hot is relative.
You know, come
at this
on,
point.
The pyramids? No fucking way.
That's a different story.
Spaceships.
No, dude. Levitating. I think you're underestimating the power of slavery.
But
obviously, in your opinion.
Clearly.
You
I think
made
we
that point earlier.
Back. Went over that one. That
I already
one
lost
has
that argument.
Been discussed.
Wow, that was messed up.
Full circle. Yeah. Or half circle,
that's,
at least.
That's how we do it here. Oh, we definitely do a half circle, and it's called a jerk.
Yeah.
I want to make one of those like inspirational signs. You know, like those posters that's like, believe. And then it says, you know, it's like a picture of a mountain.
Yeah.
One of the pyramids up there, and it's just like,
yours is
don't
slavery.
Underestimate. Like in big letters, like, don't underestimate. And then underneath says, like, the power of slavery.
Oh, wow.
It's LeVar Burton from Reading Rainbow.
Reading Rainbow.
I think it's time to fucking wrap it up.
Oh, yeah. It definitely is.
This might be the longest one yet.
Sorry.
I don't know.
No,
I mean, it definitely took a curve. Well.
Hey, funny, informative, and sexy. We got to live up to that middle one every once in a while.
Informative?
Yeah.
We were informative. We need some funny.
Yeah.
I mean, we're sexy constantly.
Sexy.
That never stops.
Right, but yeah.
Funny,
I mean, it's,
intermittently.
It sucks that people aren't able to see it, but it...
Can we get
I will
like
tell
a cheers?
You, it's definitely
like
true.
Like a cheers sound on a microphone?
Cheers. Yeah, that.